I was ready to end this call and go back to starting my day by waking up my queen with my mouth, possibly between her pretty thighs. "Excuse me, Memphis Taylor," he repeated my whole name as if he was recording it to memory. "When my daughter is awake, please tell her to call her father immediately. Her mother is in the hospital after suffering a heart attack." He snapped and then hung up abruptly. "Aw, hell," I croaked and slapped my forehead with my palm, knowing I'd just fucked up royally. Naomi stirred, her eyes opening drowsily.
"Hey, baby, what's got you looking so pale? You feeling okay?"
She pushed up to her waist, her gorgeous rounded tits on full display. I closed my eyes, hating that I'd have to give her such bad news after we had the best day yesterday. "Nay, that was your dad on the phone," I swallowed as her eyes widened.
"And you answered?"
She responded with a nervous note in her tone. Yeah, and I may have told him I was your fiancé," I admitted, ripping the bandage off my major error so we could deal with the problem.
"Did he freak out?"
She reached for the blanket and pulled it up over her chest. The protective need to cover herself made me feel even worse. "Yeah, but baby, that's not the problem." I tried to figure out the best way to give her such bad news. She reached out and took my hand.
"What is it? Did he yell at you? Let me guess, he ripped you a new one, huh? I'm sorry, Memphis. My father is a difficult man, and so hard to please you wouldn't believe."
"Naomi," I said her name, adding a serious edge to it. "Baby, forget about your dad. He called to say your mom had a heart attack and is in the hospital." Her eyes widened.
"What? My mother?"
I handed her the phone. "Here, call him back right away." She nodded, her eyes becoming shimmery as they filled with unshed tears.
"Okay, okay. Yeah, I can't believe this. She's so unbreakable."
Her fingers fluttered over the phone as I slipped out of bed and entered the bathroom to get the two fluffy white robes I spied earlier. I put one on and tied it at the waist before bringing one out to her. I held it open as she stepped out of bed, naked as a jaybird, and slid one arm through the first sleeve and her other hand pressed to her ear, holding the phone. She switched sides and dipped her shoulders to put it on. I tied the belt around her waist.
"Daddy, it's me. What's going on with Mom?"
she asked breathlessly. I left the room to start some coffee right as I heard her say,
"We'll talk about Memphis later. How's Mom?"
I gritted my teeth as I filled the machine with a small coffee pot, placed a mug under the spout, and set the machine to brewing. Naomi entered the living space and went to the floor-to-ceiling windows, staring out at the city of Las Vegas as she listened to her father's update.
"Okay, we'll get the first flight out. No, I didn't take the jet to Las Vegas. It was a pleasure trip, not a work trip, and Dad, I don't work for you. It's inappropriate for me to take your jet for personal use."
She inhaled sharply.
"Yes, I am officially engaged. No, it's not to Malik. Jesus, Dad. When are you going to let that go? It's been over for a long time."
Who the hell was Malik? My competition for her affections? Perhaps. But she wouldn't have agreed to marry me if she was still hung up on some other guy. And she most certainly couldn't have given me all that she did between the sheets last night if there was another fella in the back of her mind. I recalled her mentioning the guy named Jamal that had cut her loose right before she came to Las Vegas, which is who I thought was on the phone when her father called, but not someone named Malik. Why was that man more important than Jamal if that was the last guy she'd been seeing romantically? Too many questions with no answers. I sighed deeply as I added some cream and sugar to the coffee, not knowing how she liked it yet, but most people were okay with those options. Gently, I approached and tapped on her shoulder. Her obsidian eyes softened when she looked at me and then down at the cup I held aloft. She mouthed, "Thank you," as I passed her the mug.
"I know I didn't tell you I was in a relationship because it's my business, not yours."
"Dad!" Her voice rose like thunder.
"Dad! We're not talking about this right now. Go be with Mom. I'll be there as soon as I can. Yes, thank you for calling. Of course, I'm bringing Memphis."
She groaned.
"Yes, we'll take the helicopter when we reach JFK in